Chapter 7, Sustainment. Sustainment units synchronize and execute sustainment operations to support units conducting reconnaissance, security, and stability operations under all conditions. Cavalry squadrons frequently operate in locations distant from their organic sustaining base. These cavalry squadrons carry a configured load or are task organized with assets to ensure their sustainment until another unit can relieve them. Generally, units conducting reconnaissance and security operations have self-sustainment capability for up to 72 hours. Units conducting reconnaissance and security operations and sustainment staffs must anticipate future sustainment needs. An accurate estimate allows forces to retain freedom of movement and action along the entire width and depth of extended and contested lines of operation. Section 1. Overview. Sustainment is the provision of logistics, financial management, personnel services, and health service support necessary to maintain operations until successful mission completion. ADP 4.0. The purpose of the Army's logistics system is to sustain combat power on a continuous basis as far forward as possible. Sustainment principles and fundamentals, as well as roles and responsibilities, remain the same for all types of operations at the BCT level and below. Refer to ADP 4.0 for sustainment principles and fundamentals. Successful sustainment planning and execution to support reconnaissance and security operations at the BCT level and below provides commanders with the flexibility required to develop the situation in close contact with enemy forces and civilian populations. Reconnaissance and security operations executed at the BCT level involve fast-paced, wide-ranging operations requiring a rapid transition from one mission to another. Such operations involve extended lines of support, higher consumption rates, and present unique challenges to the BCT sustainment unit's ability to support and sustain reconnaissance and security operations. Based on the nature of their missions, BCT sustainment units may require EAB support and other non-organic assets to support reconnaissance and security operations. In most cases, a BSB's FSC is in direct support of a squadron-sized unit conducting reconnaissance and security operations. Smaller reconnaissance organizations may have task-organized forward logistics elements, FLEs, in a direct support-sustainment role. A BCT conducting a cover operation has an organic BSB, but may require augmentation from the division sustainment. The key to reconnaissance and security operations is a fully planned, war-gamed, and rehearsed support concept. Section 2. Planning. Reconnaissance and security operations present unique challenges to sustainment staff planners. Planners need to consider many factors as they develop their support concepts. Challenges include the terrain and enemy situation, friendly situation, type of reconnaissance and security operation, levels of aggressiveness and pace, and duration of the operation. Planners consider the positioning of sustainment assets based on known friendly and predicted enemy actions, distances, and on-order requirements. Sustainment plans for reconnaissance and security operations vary greatly according to the maneuver commander's guidance for the tempo of the operation. For instance, stealthy reconnaissance operations may require a majority of pre-positioned stocks and the reliance on covered or concealed resupply routes to remain undetected. However, forceful reconnaissance operations where detection is not a concern may facilitate routine sustainment operations such as log packs on any trafficable route at any hour of the day. Sustainment planners should conduct frequent coordination with adjacent units. Log packs may be required to pass forward and rearward through other units' areas of operations and passage lanes beyond the squadron rear boundary. Often, adjacent unit sustainment assets may be closer to units performing reconnaissance and security that can best conduct recovery, evacuation, and emergency resupply. Sustainment planners for reconnaissance and security operations must be aware of the enemy situation and threat level as units conduct these missions forward of friendly lines. High payoff targets to enemy forces include sustainment vehicles, equipment, and support areas, such as fuel tankers, billets, and FARPs, respectively. Planners should consider intervisibility lines, covered and concealed positions for support areas, and covered and concealed routes for logistic package operations. The lead sustainment planner in a maneuver battalion or cavalry squadron is the S4, assisted by the battalion or brigade personnel staff officer, S1, a medical planner, and the BSB FSC commander. Representatives from these elements form the sustainment planning cell, ensuring integrated sustainment plans in all operational planning. The S1 may have a representative at or near the aid station to monitor casualty operations. For reconnaissance and security missions above the battalion level, the majority of sustainment planning occurs in the Brigade S4 in close coordination with the BSB Support Operations Section and FSC commanders. Planning fundamentals and procedures. Planners integrate sustainment planning into all operational planning and synchronize the concept of sustainment support with other areas of the operations concept. Planning is continuous and concurrent with ongoing support execution. BCT sustainment personnel, such as the S4, S1, surgeon, and FSC commander, actively participate in the unit's maneuver planning process, including course of action development and war gaming. The goal is to ensure support during all phases of an operation. To provide effective support, sustainment planners and operators understand the mission statement, commander's intent, and concept of operations. The S4, with input from the FSC and headquarters troop commanders, the medical service officer, and the squadron executive officer, handles production of paragraph 4, sustainment, of the OPORD, which includes the following. Commander's Reconnaissance and Security Sustainment Priorities. Sustainment Overlay. Supply Routes. Logistics Release Points. CASAVAC Points. Maintenance collection points. Class 3 and Class 5 resupply during the mission if necessary. Movement criteria and triggers for logistics nodes. To predict support requirements, sustainment planners determine the following: type of support required, quantities of support required, priority of support by type and unit. After determining the support requirements, sustainment planners assess sustainment resources available, organic and supporting. Status of the sustainment resources, location, maintenance, and personnel status. Time sustainment resources are available to the unit. Configuration of resources and methods of distribution available. Based on facts and assumptions, planners develop the sustainment estimate for the operation. The sustainment estimate is the formal, detailed analysis of the sustainment that supports an operation. During execution, planners use a running estimate to provide information to the commander. To facilitate rapid planning, Force 21 Battle Command, Brigade, and below provide sustainment planners with reports to assist in planning. Supplemented by their actual operational experience, sustainment planners take advantage of running estimates, status charts, and automatic estimation tools. Updated status reports when the commander issues a warnord. Established planning factors, historical data, and data tailored for their unit. Procedures and organizations specified in the SOPs. Logistics. Logistics consist of supply, field services, maintenance, transportation, operational contract support, general engineering support, and distribution. Supply operations consider all classes of supply. For units conducting reconnaissance and security operations, usually classes 3, Bravo, petroleum, oil, and lubricants, bulk, 4, construction materials, 5, 8, medical, and 9 are priority items for replenishment. The BCT will limit or suspend most field services during reconnaissance and security operations. Field services are those essential services for enhancing the quality of life of soldiers. They include clothing repair and exchange, laundry and shower support, mortuary affairs, aerial delivery, and field feeding. The only field service provided to maneuver units during reconnaissance and security operations is field feeding. The FSC provides field feeding support. Logistics organizations at EAB coordinate and provide all other field services. Maintenance is all actions taken to retain material in a serviceable condition or to restore it to serviceability. The Army utilizes a tiered, two-level maintenance system composed of field and sustainment maintenance. Field maintenance is on-system maintenance, repair, and return to the user, including maintenance actions performed by operators, FM4-30. Mechanics and technicians organic to the BSB FSC maintenance platoon and the BSB field maintenance company perform field maintenance and at times from EAB. The unit maintenance officer and FSC perform maintenance management, including determining and utilizing battle damage assessment and repair, evacuation, and controlled exchange. Refer to ATP 4-33 for more information. Battle damage assessment and repair occurs at the point of fault or at the maintenance collection point. Battle damage assessment and repair properly applied at the point of fault may immediately return the equipment to a mission-capable status or prolong its functional life, which may be critical to maintaining combat power during reconnaissance and security operations. Refer to ATP 4-31 for more information. Maintenance planners recognize that an information requirement regarding the decision to echelon the combat trains forward is influenced by the amount of activity in the maintenance collection point. The maintenance collection point should maintain mobility so that it may support the reconnaissance or security mission at extended ranges. Transportation support for units conducting reconnaissance and security operations is coordinated through the Unit S4 and FSC to the BSB Support Operations Officer. Many transportation requirements exceed organic assets and require support from EAB transportation units. Operational contract support occurs during all phases of operations and has increased emphasis during stability operations and area security missions. Trained and ready contracting officer representatives, field ordering officers, and paying agents are a necessity to most units. These personnel are part of a larger acquisition team at higher echelons, which include the contract and financial management experts who provide guidance and direction to each field ordering officer and paying agent to meet the unit's needs. The S4 coordinates general engineering support through the BCT S3. Engineering support includes engineering capabilities and activities excluding combat engineering that modifies, maintain, or protect the physical environment. Examples include facility construction, repair, maintenance, and operation. Logistics distribution to units conducting reconnaissance and security operations is either routine or emergency. Whenever possible, units conduct routine resupply daily based on met TCI, utilizing either throughput, logistics release point, or supply point distribution methods. Routine resupply. Routine resupply is operations that are planned based on projected or actual consumption rates received through reporting. Routine resupply includes log pack operations, aerial delivery, and operational contract support. Logistics package operations. The logistic package is a centrally organized resupply convoy originating from field trains. The field trains transport the supplies needed to sustain a unit for a specific time until the next scheduled log pack. Logistics planners utilize anticipation to standardize push packages as much as possible to provide all units with sufficient quantities. Accurate logistics reporting, along with the commander's guidance and priorities, allows logistics planners to forecast supply requirements quickly. Inaccurate, incomplete, or untimely logistics status and situation reporting can severely handicap efforts to balance unit requirements and available supplies. This reduces the amount of time a unit can continue conducting reconnaissance and security operations. Planners must also consider the likely increased width and depth at which reconnaissance and security operations occur, as this can drastically affect consumption rates and log pack operational timelines. Aerial delivery. Units can use aerial delivery, which is an essential sustainment operation, to support reconnaissance and security missions. Aerial delivery operations reduce the risks associated with conducting ground resupply. Units can conduct aerial delivery in various operational environments where terrain limits access. Aerial delivery operations include sling load, airdrop, and air-land procedures. The type and availability of aircraft limits aerial delivery. Aerial delivery may also compromise locations of units conducting reconnaissance and security operations. Refer to ATP 4-48 for more information. Operational contract support. Units may use operational contract support to assist units conducting reconnaissance and security operations. Operational variables and mission variables are considerations that affect employment of contract support during reconnaissance and security operations. Refer to ATP 4-10 for more information. Emergency resupply. Emergency resupply operations may utilize any of the distribution methods with expedited distribution. Units conduct emergency resupply using the fastest appropriate means based on MET TCI. Emergency resupply may involve classes 1, rations and gratuitous issue of health, morale, and welfare items, 3, 5, 8, and 9. Aerial delivery is the fastest method to conduct emergency resupply, but may be limited due to aircraft availability and other circumstances. Usually, the FSC's supply and transportation platoon located in the combat trains conduct emergency resupply. Pre-rigged loads of standard resupply packages may reduce the response time for emergency resupply. Refer to ATP 4-45 and ATP 4-48 for details about rigging supplies for airdrop. Personnel services. Personnel services are sustainment functions that man and fund the force, maintain soldier and family readiness, promote the moral and ethical values of the nation, and enable the fighting qualities of the Army, ADP 4-0. Personnel services that are essential to units conducting reconnaissance and security operations include personnel accountability and strength reporting, casualty operations, and religious support. The Unit S-1 and the Squadron Unit Ministry Team provide personnel services to the units. Refer to ADP 4-0 and FM 1-0 for more information. Casualty operations. Casualty operations during reconnaissance and security operations present unique challenges to units. Units must rehearse casualty operations before commencement. Casualty operations include production, dissemination, coordination, validation, and synchronization of information regarding each casualty. Casualty information includes casualty reporting, casualty notification, casualty assistance, line of duty determination, disposition of remains, and disposition of personal effects, military burial honors, and casualty mail coordination. As casualties occur, the nearest observer informs the unit first sergeant via the most expedient means. The unit first sergeant submits a personnel status report to the Squadron S-1 documenting duty status changes. The unit first sergeant classifies casualties by injury type at the casualty collection point and enters them into the medical treatment system. The first sergeant ensures completed DA Form 1156, casualty feeder card, is forwarded to the S-1, who then enters the data into the Defense Casualty Information Processing System. Platoon combat medics record the treatment the casualty received on the casualty's DA Form 7656, Tactical Combat Casualty Care, TCCC, card, by electronic means or by utilizing a DD Form 1380, Tactical Combat Casualty Care, TCCC, card, if available. The Squadron S-1 receives notifications updating the soldier's patient tracking status as changes occur and, in turn, informs the soldier's troop for accountability. Health service support. Health service support encompasses all support and services performed, provided, and arranged by the Army Medical Department to promote, improve, conserve, or restore the mental and physical well-being of personnel in the Army. Additionally, as directed, provide support in other services, agencies, and organizations. This includes casualty care, encompassing a number of Army Medical Department functions, organic and area medical support, hospitalization, the treatment aspects of dental care and behavioral/neuropsychiatric treatment, clinical laboratory services, and treatment of chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear patients, medical evacuation, and medical logistics, FM4-02. Squadrons have an organic medical platoon consisting of an ambulance squad and treatment squad equipped to provide mobile medical treatment and ground medical evacuation to the combat casualty. Combat medics provide tactical combat casualty care to wounded soldiers. Squadrons assign combat medics under the operational control of the platoon and under the technical supervision of the squadron surgeon and squadron physician assistant. Additionally, a forward resuscitative and surgical detachment may be attached to the BSB Medical Company to provide a rapidly deployable, immediate surgical capability as a result of an extended battlefield for those critically injured patients who cannot be transported over great distances without surgical intervention and stabilization. Further Army health system support at EAB may be available from the supporting medical brigade support. The brigade surgeon, in coordination with the BSB Medical Company commander, develops the health service support portion of the brigade support concept. The S1, S4, and medical platoon leaders should participate in the concept development rehearsal before execution. Soldier evacuation. Squadrons conduct reconnaissance and security missions over wide and extended areas. The squadron must place careful attention on the location of medical treatment facilities and the availability of medical evacuation platforms, air and ground, against time-distance factors when developing the support operation concept, and should realize the nearest aid station may not be their own. Casualties may need to be transported to another battalion's aid station. This must be considered during planning. Medical evacuation. Medical evacuation is the timely and effective movement of the wounded and injured. Medical professionals perform evacuation using dedicated, standardized medical evacuation platforms. Medical professionals provide timely, efficient movement and in-route care of injured or ill persons to medical treatment facilities. Medical evacuation ground and air ambulance platforms are platforms designed especially for the medical evacuation mission, with allocated medical equipment to provide en route care by trained medical personnel. The medical evacuation plan is a crucial part of the medical operational plan, or OPORD. The brigade surgeon section handles development of the BCT medical evacuation plan. The medical evacuation plan identifies ambulance exchange points and casualty collection points. Support graphics in Force 21 Battle Command, Brigade, and below display these locations. Additional ambulance support is coordinated with the supporting sustainment unit operations section and the supporting medical company. While the platoon medics and platoon sergeant evacuate casualties from the point of injury to the troop casualty collection point, the troop first sergeant or troop medics handle medical evacuation of patients from the troop casualty collection point to the aid station. The squadron conducts reconnaissance and security operations over wide and extended areas. Therefore, the BCT squadron and troop medical planners must consider using adjacent unit aid stations. Ambulance teams from the supporting medical company evacuate patients from the aid station back to the Role 2 medical treatment facility located in the BSA. The pre-positioning of ambulance teams with the aid station reduces ambulance turnaround times. Medical evacuation of patients should be no further than their condition requires so they can return to duty as soon as possible. The preferred method of medical evacuation is by air, but air evacuation is dependent upon aircraft availability and the mission variables of MET-TCI. Ground evacuation is the primary method of evacuation. The evacuation platoon provides area support to all units in the supported area. The brigade aviation element and surgeon, in conjunction with higher headquarters, coordinates the use of air medical evacuation. Medical planners anticipate the potential for high casualty rates, long evacuation distances, and adverse weather when developing the medical evacuation plan. They identify and coordinate ambulance exchange points for all operations, including the locations of ambulance exchange points for all phases of each operation. Medical assets need planned triggers. For example, when the forward element reaches a certain PL, they trigger the medical assets to advance to their next designated location. Planners retain the flexibility to shift non-standard evacuation assets to support mass casualties or CASEVACs when required. Plans and exercises should include any available air evacuation to transport urgent litter patients. Note: although the Role 3 hospital is a medical brigade asset dependent upon the scenario and area of operations, the combat support hospital could be located closer to the patient or located in the area of operations laterally, central, to a Role 2 facility. Depending upon the severity of the injury, location of appropriate medical treatment facilities, and available clinical specialties that the patient may require based on clinical judgment, the Role 2 medical treatment facility, with or without fire support task, may be bypassed and a particular Role 3 element selected as the medical evacuation destination for a particular patient with particular injuries. Refer to FM4-02, ATP4-02.2, and ATP4-02.10 for more information. Casualty evacuation. CASEVAC involves the unregulated movement of casualties using pre-designated tactical or logistic aircraft and vehicles. These vehicles and aircraft are not staffed with medical personnel and organic medical equipment for in-route care unless augmentation is planned in the operational plan. If the combat medic is not available to provide care en route, the combat lifesaver may accompany the casualties to monitor their condition. CASEVAC. Casualties transported in non-medical vehicles may not receive proper medical care during transport. If the casualty's medical condition deteriorates during transport, or the casualty is not transported to the appropriate medical treatment facility, an adverse impact on prognosis and long-term disability or death may result. Support areas. A logistics support area is a designated location where sustainment elements, some staff elements, and other elements locate to support unit operations. Support areas represent an echelon of support. The method employed to echelon support is a deliberate, collaborative decision based upon thorough mission analysis and the MDMP conducted by the leadership and staffs at the brigade, squadron, and troop levels. The primary support area for units conducting reconnaissance and security operations is the BSA. Trains are echeloned forward to provide fluid support to units conducting reconnaissance and security operations. The positioning of FLEs and FARPs are essential to reconnaissance sustainment planning. Trains. Trains are a grouping of unit personnel, vehicles, and equipment organized to provide sustainment. Units use the train's concept to arrange their subordinate sustainment elements. Squadron combat trains are usually under the control of the headquarters and headquarters troop commander, or the S4, and assisted by the S1. Squadron field trains are under control of the FSC commander. Troop trains are usually under control of the troop commander or executive officer. The composition and location of unit trains vary depending upon the number of units attached to or augmenting the unit, as well as other mission variables. Trains have two basic configurations. As unit trains in one location, appropriate when the squadron consolidates during reconstitution and during major movements, or as echeloned trains. Considerations include the following. The troop commander determines the troop trains, which may consist of the troop first sergeant, supply sergeant, and troop medical assets. maintenance teams from the FSC may be included. The FSC forms the squadron field trains and portions of the squadron combat trains. The squadron commander and staff, the BSB commander and staff, and the FSC commander must collaborate to determine the best method of employment commensurate with the support brigade concept. The trains should change locations frequently depending upon available time and terrain. The trains change locations to provide the forward support to the cavalry unit when an area becomes unusable because of environmental conditions or to follow protection, survivability operations. Brigade Support Area. The BSA is the sustainment hub of the BCT. Usually, the BSA is located near an MSR where there is minimum threat from enemy artillery and mortar fires. For this reason, the BSA usually locates far behind where units conducting reconnaissance and security operations are located. Normally, the BSA includes the BSB, less FSCs as applicable, the alternate command post for the higher headquarters, if formed, the squadron field trains, elements from adjacent units or separate companies, and other sustainment units from EAB. Forward Logistics Element. A FLE includes task-organized, multifunctional logistics assets to address specific sustainment missions, which is characteristic of reconnaissance and security operations. The FLE operates from a forward logistics base or support area. The FLE represents the BSB commander's ability to weigh the effort for the operation by drawing on all sustainment assets across the brigade. Additionally, the BSB commander may coordinate with EAB to provide support capabilities to augment the FLE in the concept of support. BSB support includes identifying and positioning EAB unit assets in proximity to geographically dispersed forces to extend the operational reach and prolong endurance. The intent for employing a FLE is to minimize tactical pauses to the reconnaissance and security plan and enable momentum for the commander. Forward arming and refueling point. The FSC is organic to support aviation operations as required by the Combined Arms Battalion. The FARP provides fuel and ammunition for the sustainment of aviation maneuver units during decisive operations. Usually, FARPs employed to support aviation operations when the distance covered or endurance requirements exceed normal capabilities of the aircraft. Refer to ATP 3-04.17 for more information. Security of support areas. Within a support area, a designated unit provides area security, terrain management, movement control, mobility support, clearance of fires, and required tactical combat forces. Area security operations focus on the protected force, base, base camp, route, or area, which allows sustainment units to focus on their primary function. When commanders utilize sustainment units for security operations, logistical operations may be adversely affected. Security of sustainment efforts during reconnaissance resupply is a critical factor to successful operations. Refer to ADP 40 for more information. The security of the trains in the support area is the responsibility of the individual in charge of the trains. The best defense is to avoid detection. The following activities ensure trains' security. Select sites that use available cover, concealment, and camouflage. Enforce strict movement and positioning discipline, as well as noise and light discipline, to prevent detection. Establish a perimeter defense using the Occupy procedures for AAs. Establish rest plans. Identify an alarm or warning system that would enable rapid execution of the defense plan without further guidance. Usually, the SOP includes the alarm, warning system, and defense plan. Designate a reaction force. Echelons above brigade sustainment support. Units conducting large-scale combat operations and reconnaissance and security operations require sustainment support from EAB sustainment units, particularly in maintenance and medical support. Typically, An EAB sustainment brigade provides support to units conducting reconnaissance and security operations. The unit conducting reconnaissance and security may require EAB units to provide water purification, petroleum storage, and transportation support. The medical brigade and the multifunctional medical battalion provide additional medical capability as needed. The FSC, in conjunction with the Unit S4, requests EAB assistance through the BSB. Refer to ATP 4-93 for more information on the Sustainment Brigade and the Combat Sustainment Support Battalion. Section 3. Considerations. Reconnaissance, security, and stability operations present significant challenges to sustainment organizations. Units conducting reconnaissance and security operations should consider increased days of supply on all vehicles, the location of trains, resupplying forward of the LD and line of contact, increased Class 5 priority on indirect fire systems and Class 3 Bravo, medical evacuation over greater distances and dispersed areas, and fleas. Wide and deep reconnaissance and security operations have the potential to contact mass quantities of dislocated civilians and detainees, as well as captured enemy ammunition and equipment, all of which require sustainment operational planning. Sustainment of reconnaissance operations. Maintaining momentum is the overriding consideration when supporting reconnaissance and security operations. Specific considerations guide planning and preparation. Emphasis, priorities, and requirements may shift as the operation is underway. The availability of adequate supplies and transportation to sustain the operation becomes critical as the operation progresses. As reconnaissance elements advance, MSRs lengthen and communications are strained. Units conducting reconnaissance and security operations suspend most field service functions, except for the increased distribution of ready-to-eat meals. Sustainment units are often at risk of compromising the stealth of the reconnaissance operation due to their footprint. Therefore, reconnaissance plans must consider resupply methods that emphasize cover and concealment and the reduction in the frequency of resupply. Reconnaissance operations plan for the disposition of captured enemy supplies and equipment, particularly ammunition and vehicles. Units conducting reconnaissance and security operations may receive support from additional Seaburn platoons task organized to provide additional reconnaissance or decontamination support. Sustainment considerations for Seaburn units supporting include coordinating push packages for unique equipment repair parts and consumables. Area and zone reconnaissance. Units conducting area and zone reconnaissance should consider the echeloning of sustainment. Units should plan for the increased consumption of ammunition, petroleum, oils, and lubricants when pre-positioning trains. Planning consideration for refuel on the move, maintenance requirements, and push packages of pre-planned and pre-configured essential logistics items should be part of the considerations in sustainment planning. Area and zone reconnaissance plans should account for an increase in vehicular maintenance, especially when operating over rough terrain, and mitigate risk through the positioning of maintenance support teams well forward. Unit distribution should occur at forward locations. Units should plan for aerial resupply. Area and zone reconnaissance plans include dispersed patient collection points and multiple ambulance exchange points. Units should coordinate increased Class 8 consumption and augmentation of medical treatment elements. Sustainment units conducting resupply operations for units conducting reconnaissance must plan for and utilize all available resources for cover and concealment to mitigate the risk of enemy compromise. Route reconnaissance. Sustainment for units conducting route reconnaissance consists of the same factors as area reconnaissance. Additionally, units plan for rapidly increasing distances and longer turnaround times for MSR operations. Units should consider recovering damaged vehicles only to the MSR for further recovery by higher headquarters assets. Reconnaissance and force. Units conducting reconnaissance in force should plan for increased consumption of classes 3, 5, and 8, as well as forward-located recovery and maintenance support. Direct and indirect fire contact is much more likely, given the nature of reconnaissance in force, which means units must be postured for rapid resupply and maintenance to continue the reconnaissance effort. During reconnaissance in force, unit commanders must also plan for the retrograde or reinforcement of the force, or the exploitation of success, which means estimating a higher consumption of classes 3 and 5, or simply increasing the amount of emergency classes 3 and 5 resupply at the combat train's command post. Sustainment of security operations. Security missions tend to be defensive in nature. Security operations must make the best use of available preparation time and sustainment resources. As with reconnaissance, emphasis on any particular consideration varies with the mission assigned and shifts during mission execution. Security missions include screen, guard, cover, and area security. As they are able, units conducting security operations utilize a deception plan for sustainment preparations and operations. Screen. Screen operations can occur at any level. The FSC supports screen operations at the troop level. Sustainment planning for units conducting screen operations includes considerations for increased use of Class 3 Bravo and Class 5. Considerations for the preposition of limited amounts of ammunition, petroleum, oil and lubricant, and barrier material in centrally located forward positions should be included. Screening units conduct resupply during limited visibility to reduce the chance of enemy interference and emergency resupply well forward during lulls in the battle or as required. Sustainment units supporting screen operations should select MSRs that do not interfere with the movement of maneuver units. Units should plan mobility operations to maintain MSRs. Plans should limit the forward flow of supplies to supplies essential for the operation only and should include the destruction of supplies and equipment, except medical, not evacuated. When time or the enemy situation constrains forward repair of equipment, screening units should prioritize recovery and evacuation of equipment to preclude loss to the enemy. Units should utilize all available non-combat vehicles to tow disabled vehicles. Guard. Units conduct guard operations at the battalion level and above. Sustainment planners for units conducting guard operations consider echeloning sustainment assets. Units conducting guard operations should plan for displacement of sustainment assets so uninterrupted support continues. Units conducting guard operations should understand that sustainment units cannot provide support while displacing. Units conducting guard operations use push packages of critical supplies on a scheduled basis and continues routine resupply until the using unit requests otherwise. Sustainment planners request additional sustainment assets from higher headquarters to support attachments or extended operations. Units conducting guard operations plan for displacement of support assets and supplies early to keep routes open and preclude unnecessary interference with maneuver units. Since the guard force must protect the main body by fighting to gain time while also forcing the enemy main body to deploy early, the guarding unit should prioritize forward repair of equipment as much as possible to avoid being decisively engaged. If displacing to avoid decisive engagement, units should prioritize recovery over forward repair until they reach a suitable time and location to continue forward repair. If units have met triggers for transition, they should prioritize recover and evacuation of equipment. In addition, because guarding is defensive in nature, guarding units should also plan for an increased usage of Class 4 material and supplies. Cover. The BCT executes cover operations. Cover operations require full BSB sustainment support with the probability of echelon support from above brigade, such as the sustainment brigade or medical brigade. Sustainment for units conducting covering operations consists of the same factors as the screen and the guard at the BCT level. Cover operations consider additional transportation requirements for the movement of all essential classes of supply. Cover operations consider a plan to compensate for lost sustainment capability and as missions become more dynamic in execution, determining ways to increase the mobility of forward support assets to maintain pace with the unit. Cover operations anticipate greater numbers of civilians on the battlefield and detainees than screen or guard operations. Area security. Area security operational plans consider increasing their use of barrier materiel, lethal and non-lethal munitions, and operational contract support. The BSB supports area security missions. Many sustainment considerations in area security operations coincide with sustainment of stability tasks, such as the plan for and anticipation of detainees and dislocated civilians. Stability operations. Stability operations are required when there is no fully functional, legitimate, civil governing authority present in a theater of operations. Stability operations involve comprehensive efforts to stabilize states in crisis and to build the capacity of vulnerable states. Units conducting stability operations conduct a broad range of offensive and defensive tasks under the stability framework phases of initial response, transformation, and fostering sustainability. The BSB and EAB units support stability operations. Refer to ATP 3-07.5 for more information. During the initial response phase, units conducting stability operations should emphasize area security and immediate humanitarian needs. Units should understand medical eligibility of care requirements for the theater of operations, especially regarding civilians, dislocated civilians, and detainees. During transformation, units conducting stability operations may execute border control and boundary security operations over extended lines of communication that may require echeloned and area sustainment support beyond the capabilities of organic sustainment units. Section 4. Special Considerations. Reconnaissance, security, and stability operations requirements are diverse. Therefore, units conducting them are likely to receive attachments and detachments. Due to their diverse mission set, units conducting reconnaissance and security operations may consider special sustainment requirements for specific units. Attachments. When receiving attachments, sustainment planners should receive or obtain some basic information from the sending unit's S4 to anticipate support requirements. Planning considerations include mission, number and type of vehicles, personnel by specialty and weapons systems, current status or strength, duration of unit attachment and effective times, support assets accompanying the attachment, when and where link-up is to occur, coordination measures for the link-up, such as near and far recognition signals, and who handles the link-up. Detachments. The unit conducting reconnaissance and security may detach a subordinate element to other units or organizations for certain missions. The units use the same considerations that apply to receiving attachments. Company-size detachments deploy with the appropriate level of support to include maintenance, classes 3 and 5 resupply, and medical materials based upon length of time the unit is detached. Additionally, this applies to troops operating at a considerable distance from the unit's sustainment assets but is still attached technically. The S4 should send the same information as that listed in the preceding paragraph to the receiving unit's S4. Attachment and detachment reports reflect the addition or subtraction of units if the attachment or detachment is effective for more than 24 hours. Upon notification of pending attachments or detachments, the unit S4 immediately notifies the FSC and BSB. Sustainment units continue to have an area support capability and responsibility for units in or transitioning through their area of operations.